From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Laura Evancho and Marseille Baldwin from the Wheels of Time Museum. They join us to tell us more about some exciting new additions to the museum that you can enjoy when you visit this summer. The museum officially reopens to the public on May 1st. Laura and Marseille, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having us, Jen. We are excited that the museum is reopening soon.
Laura, you serve as executive director, and last summer you were shut down all summer. This really proved to kind of be an opportunity for the museum, though, as you got some big projects done.
We were incredibly fortunate in our timing that we launched a capital campaign in the fall of 2019. To build a new exhibit building on our campus. We had some special exhibits that needed a place, and we had the space on the campus to go forth with that. And we just had wonderful support for that capital campaign and had all the funds in hand, ready to go when the pandemic hit. So we did take a little pause, but then we decided, well, you know, the museum would need to be closed, but we could continue with the building project. So it really meant that the campus was fully open for the construction to proceed. So yes, as of right now, ready to go, we have a new exhibit building. It's 50 by 100 feet. It's two stories high, and it houses in the Great Hall numerous Caterpillar tractors, vintage, and a military exhibit, including a Korean War grasshopper airplane suspended from the ceiling. Wow. And we have a new home there for our beautifully restored Aaron's Fox Peoria fire truck from 1931. And then there's an upper gallery in the new building that has a textile exhibit back to Egyptian times. And we have a Christmas in July exhibit, and we have a space set aside that is for the Peoria Historical Society, and they are setting up a whiskey exhibit in our space there too. So we're happy for that collaboration as well.
How did you go about determining how you were going to use the interior of the space and how you were going to lay out those really significant historical artifacts?
Well, I think another way we're fortunate is we have a lot of retired engineers as volunteers here at the museum. And we had other folks that are recently retired display artists. So there are a lot of people working on the layout, and the architect was very helpful too with, you know, the building had to be built for that airplane to be suspended properly. So I think it's really gone beautifully. And one thing I didn't mention, we have a multimedia room in the new building, and that will have a very special exhibit when we open that Marseille can talk about.
Yes. So we are a history museum. So why not just document the most current history, which is what just happened, right? So we were forced to shut for 1 year. And we thought, let's just ask the community, let's see what was important for people, how they captured those moments. So here came the idea of creating this photographic exhibition based on personal experiences from the community. So we got a pretty nice response. We had like over 100 pictures approximately. And it's beautiful. You know, you see some pictures and you read the captions, and some of them are really moving. And at the same time, we're trying to do this with like a really positive attitude. You know, we are not just digging into how sad we are about COVID. We are just documenting like positive outcomes. We are documenting how people just get creative and how like students and teachers are reacting to this, how people have lost family members, but they are still going on, and what they do and what just makes them look forward to, you know, the future. So the name of the exhibition is A Dose of Hope in Epidemic. You know, during the pandemic, when we were hearing about the vaccine, when is the vaccine going to come? So that was like the positive, right? The light at the end of the tunnel. It would be good to incorporate that line within the title of the exhibition.
You've had some really interesting challenges in terms of creative problem solving at the museum. The museum is known for its hands-on interactive activities. Laura, can you tell us a little bit about how you've made some upgrades and improvements to kind of your standard exhibits in order to make them more user-friendly, shall we say.
Yes, one of the things the museum really is known for is it's interactive. It's not a look but don't touch museum. And we have typewriters. People come in and type on the typewriters, and they're not word processors, they're typewriters with keys you can strike. And we have a lot of old things like jukeboxes where you push the button or you drop in a quarter and something plays, or there's just a lot of things where you push a button and something happens. And what our crew did last year, we have an extensive volunteer crew that just is incredible with the preservation efforts here and highly skilled and highly willing to do whatever is needed. And they were able to convert many of the exhibits from a push button to a pedal operated or a motion sensor. And we definitely have to require mask wearing of our visitors. But yes, I think so. There will be a mixture of hands-on and feet-on exhibits when people come to visit.
And you've really made some beautification to the actual outdoor campus spaces as well with some of the public art pieces that you have. Can you briefly highlight some of that as well?
Yeah, we are fortunate. There's six buildings, most of them rather spacious. We have a large campus. We have the train cars. We have some you can go on, and we're working on restoring the old Vanakin Pullman cars. So hopefully during the season, visitors will be able to go in them. Within the buildings, there's plenty of space so that people can not be on top of each other. So, you know, they should feel comfortable being here. And then outdoors, we have added to our industrial art courtyard. The old Ready Kilowatt Silco sign is on one of the outsides of the buildings. And we were able to get and bring over here outside the sculpture, the family sculpture that had been on the Bergner sidewalk over at Sheridan Village. So when that was being demolished, they asked us if we would take it, and we were happy to do that. So there are nice things to see outside. And we're anticipating having picnic tables on the veranda of the new exhibit building. So it could be a really nice experience and a very comfortable experience for visitors here.
That was Laura Evancho and Marseille Baldwin from Wheels of Time Museum. The museum reopens to the public on May 1st and is open Wednesday through Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. through October. Laura and Marseille, thank you so much for joining us today. We can't wait to see you at the museum.
Thank you, Jen. We can't wait to see you too.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.